comes to you. But nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. You notice that statement didn't say you can do it, but nothing is impossible with God. If you're lost, headed to a devil's hell this morning, I got good news for you. He can save anybody, any place, and any time. This morning, if your life is broken and falling apart, He can mend back anybody, any place, and any time. You say, how do you know that, preacher? I'm proof of that this morning. Nothing. Say that right now. I don't want to make sure you get that. Nothing is impossible with God. Woo! Hallelujah. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Verse number 17, as we look in the book, the Bible says in Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Have you walked in this morning and you think that there's no way God can restore it? There is no way that God can renew it? There is no way that God can set down? I've got good news this morning, because the Bible says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. This morning, I don't know about you, but I was one of them impossible situations. Hey, I want you to know the court system. Hey, it tried to make all things new. My family tried to make all things new. Hey, but when the Holy Ghost of heaven got on me, I want you to know this morning, all things became new. And this morning, I want to tell you something. Jonah may have thought it was over, but God used it as an opportunity to rescue Jonah. This morning, you may be in a storm, and you may think it's over, but it's just your opportunity, hey, for God to step in and to make all things new. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning as we look to rescue Jonah, whatever you and I go through, you can know that God will use it to rescue you, because there is nothing impossible with God. I want to show you in this one scripture this morning what God has showed me. There's three things in this verse that I know it's not over with until God says it's over with. And you say, preacher, how can I know? You don't know what's going on in my life. It don't matter if any preacher knows what's going on in your life, as long as the King of Kings and Lord knows of that in your life, He'll make all things new. This morning, as we look in the text, number one, I see this. Nothing is impossible when God shows up. Can I get an amen? He says here in verse number 17, He says, now the Lord. He said, now the Lord is on the scene. God is on the scene. Now anything can happen. This morning, if God had sat down in this place, it'd be people that are broken would not leave out broken. Can I get an amen? Hey, there's marriages in this place that might be on the brink. Hey, but if God would step down in it, you would leave with a good marriage. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning you're in this place and there may be some children's going every which way and you don't know what to do. Hey, if God has show up, hey, everything will change. He says this morning that the Lord showed up. Now the Lord showed up. This morning you say, who are you talking about, preacher? Hey, I'm not talking about the man upstairs. He deserves a whole lot more than that. Hey, I'm not talking about that kind of God. I'm talking about Jehovah this morning. I'm talking about God Almighty. Hey, I'm talking about the lily of the valley. Hey, I'm talking about the bright morning star. Hey, I'm talking about the rose of Sharon showed up. Hey, I'm talking about Emmanuel. He showed up. Hey, this morning I want you to know the King of Kings, He showed up. Hey, the Lord of Lords showed up here. Hey, but I got good news. My God showed up right there. Can I get an amen? I wonder who this morning needs my God to show up in your life. I wonder this morning, how long has it been since Jehovah showed up in your life? I'm not talking about the federal government showed up. Hey, I'm not talking about welfare. Hey, I'm not talking about food stamps. Hey, this morning I'm talking about God. He showed up. Hey, this way right here, I want you to know, when He got to this place and we look in the Word of God, it said, now the Lord, what'd He do? He showed up. This morning I thank God there's a day in my life that He showed up. Amen. Oh, He showed up. He said, "Preacher, was you ready for when he come?" "Oh no, he come like a neighbor when you don't want him to come to your house. He just showed up. You didn't know what was going on. He just showed up. He just showed up uninvited. Nobody had called him. Nobody had texted him. But he knew where he needed to be, and he showed up in my life." I'd ask you this morning, has he ever showed up in your life? This morning as I read the book here, it says, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish." The Lord showed up. He says here in Deuteronomy 4 and verse number 35, the Bible says, "Unto thee it was showed that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God." This morning I'm talking about God and God alone. He said that God showed up. Hey, that same God that was the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Friends, I want you to know I'm talking about the God that shut the lion's mouth. I'm talking about the God that brought fire down on Mount Carmel. I'm talking about the God that can save anybody. I'm talking about the God where he said, "In the beginning, God." Can I get an amen? Hey, I want you to know this morning, he wasn't formed by no monkey. Hey, God formed you. Can I get an amen? Hey, I'm saying this morning, I'm talking about God showed up. I'm not talking about the little G. I'm talking about the big G. He showed up. Friends, this morning, the reason we live a Christian life that is destroyed and we don't see no faith in it is because we don't realize how big a God we serve. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. We don't realize how big a God we serve. He says here in Deuteronomy 4:35, "Unto thee it was shown that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God, and there is none else besides him." Folks, this world's looking for God. They're looking for their gods, idols in life. But I want you to know there's not nothing that'll ever fill your life until the Lord God Almighty comes inside. Until the Lord God Almighty comes inside. I see number one in this verse, now the Lord. I see that the Lord shows up here. And I would say this, if he would just show up this morning, what would you do? If God showed up on you this morning, what would you do? I'm not talking about him showing up on, I'm talking about him showing up on you personally. He showed up on you. What about if he showed up on you this morning and he told you to get in this altar and get things right? I wonder what you'd do. I wonder if God Almighty, you know, he won't send nobody else. He'll show up himself in the form of the Holy Ghost. He'll show up in the form of the Holy Ghost in your life and he'll convict you and he'll change you and he'll correct you in the walk that you live in. I wonder this morning if he showed up in this place this morning, what would you do? I wonder if he showed up at your workplace and told you to talk a little different. I wonder what you'd do. I wonder if he showed up in your home life. What would you do? He's a preacher, he don't show up in them places. That's the only place he'll show up is everywhere you are. Everywhere you are, he'll show up. I've said this a million times and I'll say it again. He never died for the storm in your life. He died for the one that was in that storm. He died for that individual, that person that's in that life. I see number one that he showed up, Brother Brian. It says, now the Lord, he showed up. But I see number two here that there's nothing impossible when God shows out. It's one thing for him to show up. I've seen him show up in a lot of people's life, and I didn't ever see him show out in it. What? Oh, yeah. I've seen people get under conviction of the Holy Ghost, God show up, and they walk right out the back door and turn him down, never want nothing to do with him, and never come back into the house of God. He showed up, but they never gave him the opportunity to show out in their life. This morning, if God showed up, I just wonder, I'd be curious if you'd let him show out in your life this morning. Just curious. He said, now the Lord had prepared a great fish. He'll show up because God is on the scene. He'll show out because he is prepared to show out in your life. That's why the impossible makes it possible with God. Things that you can't put back together, God can put it back together. Look what he said here. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish. You see, when he jumped overboard, when they threw Jonah overboard, you know what? God didn't start preparing a fish. It was done prepared. It was done there. Look at this here. He says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish. And look what he says. That great fish, it was to rescue Jonah. Nothing is impossible when God shows up. I want to give you some things and see if you relate here. When I studied this week, I realized that there's nothing impossible when God shows up and when God shows out. I wonder if you've ever been at some of these places and God put you there. Number one, this morning, as I read that God had prepared, I think about some places that he's prepared in my life and he's prepared in your life. And did you see God in these places? Number one this morning, God, I've seen God prepare jail cells to rescue people. Only person been in jail would know that God prepared that place for him. If not, he'd be at Danny Ott's funeral home or Norwood's. If it wasn't for him being locked up and being put in that jail cell, held down until God could get a hold of him. See, God prepares them places. He prepares them places in our life, them storms we go through when we're disobedient. Jonah was disobedient and God had to get his attention. I would ask you this morning, how long have you been disobedient and you need God to show up? Hey, you done been to the jail cell. I wrote something else down. Not only does he prepare jail cells, hey, but he prepares hospital beds to rescue people. He prepares hospital beds. I've seen people flatter their back. Hey, they had everything going for them. And all of a sudden, a sickness would come on them. They wouldn't know what happened. They get on that hospital bed. They turn their life over to God. And all of a sudden, just a big old miracle, they're alive and well. So why was they in that place, preacher? Because of disobedience. And God had to get their attention. Child of God, be able to keep being disobedient. Won't be long. And one of these places may be for you. He says this morning that he'll show up and he'll show out. Number one, he does that. He prepares jail cells to rescue people. He prepares hospital beds to rescue people. He prepares rehab centers to rescue people. And I believe that this morning. I believe he prepares these places. And also he prepares death beds to rescue people. He said, preacher, do you believe in a deathbed profession? If you profess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know this morning, it don't matter if you're on a heyday or on a holiday or you are going right there to that place in your life where you're fixing to die. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I've seen him do it many a times. I've seen him do it many a times, walk into a home. And they lived their life for Satan all them years. They lived like the devil, done what they wanted to, and lived it up. And you get to that bedside, and you ask them, do they know Jesus Christ? Folks, I want you to say this, say to you this morning, I look around this room, and you're a long ways right now by looking at you from that place in your life. But I want you to know, you make sure you don't get to that place where you have to, God has to get your attention in that way. Hey, but I've walked into them homes, and them men and them women, they be laying on that deathbed, and I'd walk in there, and the doctor done told them it ain't about 2 weeks, and it'll be over with. I ask you this morning, if you didn't have but 2 weeks to live, how would you live them last 2 weeks of your life? Hey, would you live them, spending them for the Lord, and saying, Lord God, there ain't nothing impossible with you. Hey, you can do anything in my life. If you just show up, I'll let you show out. Hey, there's some men and women this morning saying, hey, I need God to show up. Hey, friends, can I say to you, he's here this morning and he's ready to show out in your life. Hey, I've been at them bedsides though, and them men and women be there, and you walk up there and share the plan of salvation, and they ask God into their house, into their heart, and the next thing they have going on, they have regret going on. They regret that they waited at that time in their life to get real with God. They say, preacher, I don't understand, but I love him. And I tell him this right here. I want you to know, it don't matter if you hire out in the morning. It don't matter if you hire out noon. It don't matter if you hire out in the evening. Hey, you just make sure that you've hired out for God. Hey, you make sure you're on the bandwagon. Hey, you make sure you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, you make sure this morning that he has showed up in your life. I'm talking about God and God alone. And you make sure when he shows up, you let him show out in your life. Oh, that's what he wants to do. He wants to show up and not to be hid under a bushel. He don't want to be hid under a bushel, son. He wants to be a light in your life. I got this little old bracelet. I got it from Sister Tracy. I wore this thing for a little while, and one day that thing got rolled over. It just rolled over. And man, I was being sire that day. Y'all ever been sire? There's sweetness. My wife is sweetness. And then there's sire. Y'all know what sire is. That's one of them days you should have stayed in the house and not got out. You should have kept your mouth shut and you wouldn't be, that's just me, okay? I was in that place though, Brother Brent, and my bracelet rolled over. And I said, I didn't know that was written on the back of it. And it says, be a light. And when I looked at that, I said, thank God for Sister Tracy. She hid that thing under there. She hid that thing under that bracelet. This morning, I'd ask you a question. Right now, there's something in your life that you think is impossible. God can't restore it. He can't put it back together. Folks, this morning, I want you to know that if my people, which are called by my name, is what he said, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear them from heaven. You know, I don't know if our land needs to be healed as bad as our churches need to be healed. If the churches were healed, the land would heal. But when you can't tell a church person from the world person, we got problems. But I want you to know when God shows up and he shows out in your life, there's going to be a change. This morning, let me show you the next thing here. That's nothing's impossible with God. And I'm just wondering this morning, what would you do if God showed up this morning? But I wonder this morning, what would you do if God showed out this morning? I told you he prepared jail cells, hospital beds, rehab centers, and even death beds to get people's attention. He's prepared this cross to get your attention. Child of God, I want you to know when you look at this cross, it ought to remind you not only of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, but it ought to remind you of the sin. When you got on your knees that day and you asked God to forgive you, you admitted you're a sinner and you believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And you was ready to confess him to the whole entire world. Folks, I want you to know he prepares a lot of things. But when I finally seen what he took on the cross of Calvary, I understand what Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2:20, for I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. The life that I live now, I live by the flesh. I don't live the way I used to live. I live in a new life. I live in a way that God would call me to be. When God shows up in your life and he shows up, everybody will know what's going on. But I see a third thing this morning, and this is what I'm curious about. Has he ever showed up in your life? I'm not talking about baptism, church membership. I'm not talking about none of that. I'm talking about God. You've had a God moment. Can I get a witness? Maybe some witnesses. I mean a God moment. I'm talking about a God moment. One of them moments, nobody let their kids come home with you because you're one of them parents. No. And then God saved you and changed you and the backyard's full of kids. You once was a whatever, and now you're a whosoever. Have you had one of them moments? I'm not talking about still dragging stuff around. If you're still dragging around, you ain't had one of them moments. I'm talking about a God moment when he swept in and he changed things. And then he just showed up. He said, preacher, how do I get one of them moments? I thank God everywhere in the Bible he'll point you to the cross. How am I going to get one of them moments, preacher? Not only with God, nothing's impossible. Number one, because he shows up. Number two, because he shows up. But the third thing I see in the text is nothing's impossible with God when he swallows you up. When he swallows you up. And you know my next question. Have you ever been swallowed up by God? How will I know, preacher? Jonah knew he'd been in a whale's belly. This morning you'll know if you've been swallowed up by God or not. Let me show you what he says here in the text. He says this, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. I've seen God swallow up men and women that was drowning in sin. I've seen God swallow up marriages that were dying and done with. I've seen God swallow up men and women that was destroying everybody around them. They was running from the Lord and the Lord just swallowed them up. You ask a question this morning in your mind, you say, if he swallows me up, I'm going to die. If he don't swallow you up, you're dead. Preacher, if he swallows me up, I'm going to have to change a lot of... You ain't going to change nothing. He's going to do the changing. Preacher, if he swallows me up, I'm no longer going to... Don't worry about what you're going to have to do. Let him do what he does. This morning, I'm asking you a question. What would you do if he swallowed you up this morning? You see, that night he swallowed me up on a Tuesday night. I didn't have time to talk to my wife and tell her, hey, baby, your husband's fixing to get saved. I didn't have time to call my PO, my parole officer, and say, hey, do y'all care if I get saved? I didn't have time to call nobody. Man, he showed up, Brother Hagin. Man, he showed up and he swallowed me that night. It was like... I'll never forget it long as I live. And I look around this congregation and I ain't seen conviction like that in years. I'm sitting on that back pew, five pews from the back. I'll never forget it. And when they gave the altar call, I was sitting there and I grabbed a hold of that pew and I wasn't white knuckling. I was just wanting to hold on. Something was on me. I'm talking about God showed up. And when he showed up on me that night and he swallowed me up there, I'll never forget it. You know how those old fat boys are. I was sitting there crying and she asked me, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "No." Cheeks is back and forth. I said, "Lord God, if they play one more stanza, I'm going to that altar." The man that was leading singing said, "This is the last stanza." Nobody's moved. It's like a dungeon in that place. Ain't nobody moved. I look around, ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody upset, and I'm having a come apart fit over there. Because I know if I walk out of that home, hell, if I walk out of that church house, I'm fixing to go to hell. I'm fixing to die and go to a devil's hell. I need to be born again now. But there was a war on the inside. Man, it was a war, I'm telling you. If I step out, they're going to know that something ain't right. If I keep sitting here, I know something ain't right. Greatest decision I ever made in my life was not marrying my wife. The greatest decision in my life was not God gave us a child. The greatest decision ever been in my life is when I met Jesus Christ that day at that altar. When I stepped out from that altar, I want you to know when I started walking to Jesus Christ, I got to that place where I was at and I knelt down and I said, "Lord God, if you are exactly who he said you was," the man telling me that, if you can do the impossible. Now you're talking about that 2023 this year, I'm getting out of prison. Let's just get real for a minute. 20-year indictment. 2023, I ain't even supposed to be living to 2023. God, if you're who you say you are, if you're as big as they say you are, and you're all this, why do you care about me? But if you do, I admit I'm a sinner and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you'll come into my life and save me, I'll confess you to the day I die. I don't know. You call it magic, but I call it a miracle. That he would save an old sinner like me. Folks, I want you to know when he saved me that day, listen, ain't nothing impossible. Whatever you're going through, it ain't impossible. Don't think it is. When he saved me that night, I come up from there and it was just different. I didn't see a great light. It was just different. We got home to that old single wide trailer. The only water that was running was in the bathtub. We washed everything out in there. And I went out to my shed. My meth lab is removed and it's stuck in a fire pit and it's on fire. My pornography movie, come on now, don't duck your head now. Hey, some cell phones need to be in the garbage. Hey, don't shout it down now. He's showing up in here. And as I got them things and I started putting it in that trash, I no longer wanted to give them old CDs and that old trash to somebody else. That's sin. Get that junk out of here. And as that fire was raging, I just kept throwing stuff in that was not of God. I turned around and my sweet wife is behind me. And she said, "You're real this time. It's real this time." I'll never forget the next morning I went into work. Listen to me. I'm talking about when God shows up and he swallows you up. I went into work the next morning, man. And as I walked in that morning, I'd been swallowed up by God that night. And I walked in that morning at 5 o'clock. We went to work at 5, and at 4:45, I was giving them a lecture. Man, God can do anything, y'all. I got saved last night, and it's over. We ain't doing drugs no more. We ain't doing none of this no more. It's over. Y'all hear me? Man, we've heard that all our life. That Jesus mess, come on, man. That ain't going to last but 2 weeks. I said, if it don't last but 2 weeks, it'll be the best 2 weeks of my life. I heard somebody say, that's a 9 o'clock break. And I heard somebody say, amen. I said, God just showed up. Not only he swallowed me up, he just showed up. And I turned around in that break room and my pastor was standing behind me. Now, at that time, he wasn't my pastor. He was just a preacher of the church. Was standing behind me. He said, I come to check and see what happened last night, if it was real this morning. I just wonder right now, if somebody come behind you just to check up to see what you professed to God one time in your life, it's still real right now. If it's still real right now. I'll never forget, I was at a ball game one night, and I'd walked into the ball game. Church member, you could put an APB out on him, you couldn't find him. Green Berets couldn't round him up. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on. He come walking by me, I hadn't seen him forever, and he said, "What's going on, preacher? Where you been?" I said, "At the church." You know where a man of God should be found? At a church. You know where a child of God should be found? At a church. And I tell you this, if you've ever, God's ever showed up in your life, and if he's ever showed out and swallowed you up, you'll be found doing what you're supposed to do. One question for you this morning. If God showed up on your life right now, what would you do about it? See, preacher, there ain't nothing I can do about it. It's all in your court when he shows up. When he shows up, it's all on you. It ain't, hey, he's done his part. And when he shows up, he lays it right on you. What you gonna do about it? This morning, I don't know about you, but I want him just to keep me swallowed up. This morning, if there's something in your life that needs to be removed, I'll never forget that night when that fire started there at the house. There was a cleansing process went on that night. Even though there was a physical fire, there was an internal fire internally inside of me, Brother Jake, that was on fire. Folks, this morning, I want you to know if your fire goes, you can't light your own fire. It'll go out. You ain't got enough fuel to keep your fire going. Name but one thing will keep you on fire for God, and that's the Holy Ghost of heaven. He set a fire in you that'll stay the rest of your life. This morning, if you're lost going to hell, you know you are. You know. And if that's you, I'd be in this altar crying out to God. This morning, if you're a child of God and you're living like the world, I'd get in this altar and say, "Lord God, I don't want to live this way no more. I want you to have your will and way in my life." This morning, I want to ask you a question. If you done got to the place where you think it's impossible, this morning, God's in the house, and it is possible with him. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you for what you do in our life. Father, I'm just excited to be in your house this morning. Lord God, this morning, the first song that Sister Denise and the ladies sung was "The Lily of the Valley." The first point you gave me is that I know that you showed up is because you are the lily of the valley. Whoever's in the valley this morning, I pray they don't look around and all the rubbish that's in their valley. Let them look for that lily this morning. Let them look for that comfort. Let them look for that peace, that rest. Think on these things, Lord God, this morning. I don't know who it is that you need to swallow up, but I'd ask you this morning before the destruction keeps on getting worse and worse, I ask you, swallow them up this morning. Show them that what they think's impossible is possible with you. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, amen. I ask you to stand.